Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now, though, journeys like the one to the Titanic, well, they're hardly the only potentially deadly expeditions that people pay lots and lots of money to experience. There are the private flights to the edge of space, along with climbing huge mountains. Philip Ballard is a travel expert with HotelPlanner.com, and he's done things like hike the Appalachian Trail for 100 miles at a time. Philip, thanks for taking the time to be with us.
Great to be with you. Thanks so much for having me.
Why do people do that? Why do people do things for ostensibly for tourism reasons that perhaps cost a lot of money, but more importantly, perhaps are potentially life-threatening? What's the thrill there?
Well, I think for some people, and they tend to be men, and they tend to be very wealthy men that have succeeded in their career. And so there's a little bit of male ego at play. There's some bragging rights at play. And I think it also is just a bucket list adventure for some of these folks. I mean, keep in mind, these dangerous adventures like these civilian space explorations, these Antarctica excursions, the Titan submersible, I think they're much easier to do than the training that might be required to actually climb Mount Everest yourself. So if you're a millionaire or a billionaire, these types of dangerous adventures are just, you know, they're on many of their bucket lists. They can afford them. So the other thing is, like, you know, when you're wealthy, the cost of $250,000 or even $1 million is pocket change to these people. So the cost is not really an issue. It's obviously well worth it.
You know, taking the threat to your life aspect of thrill seeking, our last guest alluded to something interesting. He said, yes, there's always that idea in the back of your mind that, yes, this is dangerous, I could die. But there's something else to consider when that death threat is a little more imminent. For example, somebody likes to bungee jump. You bungee jump and you tell your friends, hey, you know, it's a thing. I could be killed doing this. Yes, that's true, but it is kind of rare. What if they told you, well, this bungee cord, this has killed 18 other people before you. Do you still want to go? And I think most people, unless they have mental problems, would say, no, I'll pass on that one. So is it just the idea that you're in the neighborhood of maybe losing your life rather than a real, real threat of dying by doing something like, for example, going down on a submarine?
Sure. Well, I think for some of these folks, it's a dopamine rush, the equivalent of jumping out of an airplane or something to that extreme. I'm not a psychologist, but to put on my psychologist cap, I think there are some folks, some men that want to mimic a war-like setting or a battlefield setting to prove their own physical courage. So, you know, there's plenty of published studies that show that, you know, some men do seek out death-defying adventures because they want to prove to themselves and maybe their family or maybe, their family's legacy that they have the physical courage to do it. So if they were never in battle or if they never served in a dangerous war zone, exploring the Titanic or flying to space might be the next best thing.
How do people who might be inclined to do risky things because of either the fun of it or the thrill of it or whatever their deep needs are to do it, are there ways that they can ascertain whether or not the trip they're about to make or perhaps maybe the special tour that they're going to go on, you know, climbing Mount Everest, that sort of thing, how dangerous it really is, because they may not get a truthful response to that inquiry if they go to the website of the place that's selling them the goods.
Well, if they make you sign a death waiver, I think that's a pretty good indication that there is some inherent risk. So, for example, I've enjoyed doing these Spartan races and Tough Mudders. Mm-hmm. These are, 5K, 10K, obstacle course, mud runs. Think, like an army boot camp. And you do have to sign a death waiver. Same when you do triathlons, because people have died and there is inherent fatal risk. So multiply that by something like going to space or going to the bottom of the ocean. There's no doubt in my mind that these folks have to sign death waivers. So they know the risks, and these are all smart people doing these adventures. So I think it's, you know, one other point I wanted to make is, especially if you're wealthy, there might be a sense of boredom and a little bit of elitism there, because, you know, perhaps skiing in Jackson Hole or Aspen or, you know, going to charity galas is getting boring. And so these wealthy explorers, they want to do something that's not available to the general public. They want exclusive, unique, you know, amazing, unforgettable, and, you know, fully immersive experiences that are not available to the typical person. So I think that's another factor.
All right. Thank you so much. That's Philip Ballard, a travel expert with hotelplanner.com. Charles, honestly, just between you and me, I think doing live radio is about as much thrill as I can handle.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.